This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song by song podcast. Episode 028, Mix Solo Orange Blossom Special. What's that song all about?
Mixed violin solo combined with Orange Blossom Special is the second song on the second side of The Night the Light Went On in Long Beach. This consists of an improvised violin solo, quickly followed by a version of Orange Blossom Special. Orange Blossom Special being written by Irvin Rouse and Chubby Wise in the 1930s, officially released by Rouse and copyrighted by him in 1938, and made a big hit shortly after by Bill Monroe, and has been a standard for bluegrass players ever since. Johnny Cash also scored a major hit with this, as well as focusing an entire album around it. He actually did the vocal version. Yes, there are words to the song as well, celebrating a new train coming to Jacksonville, Florida. This piece was played quite frequently by Mick Kaminsky and ELO concerts, according to the Jeff Lynne Songbase, up and through the Face the Music tour. Became a little bit more elaborate as things went on, adding Hungarian Dance number 5, as well as throwing in Hall of the Mountain King, until finally his solos continued from tour to tour, but Orange Blossom Special was largely dropped after the Face the Music tour.
Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And this is a couple of rare moments for ELO. Extremely rare. First of all, it's a silly song. The band gets to be silly, and that doesn't happen. I can only think of maybe one other time where they go flat out silly. And that's much, 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 much later. And they go country. This is a chance for Mick Kaminsky to show off his violin skills, because I mean, just running a quick scan through the ELO catalog in my gourd, I don't really think there are a lot of ELO songs with a violin solo. For the most part, the strings are used to enhance, add some fullness to the songs, and it's not like We're Kansas, where Mick Kaminsky gets his own violin solo in a song. I can't really think of one where it's just that. So he gets to show off here. And then the band, this classic rock, Beatle-influenced band, breaks into a hoedown in the middle of their rock and roll concert. So I like it. I think it's fun to hear Mick do his thing, and I think it's funny to hear the band just break into a country song.
Well, these days they call it a professional strong woman down. Oh, wait a minute.
I guess I'm sorry. I'm so out of touch with what the correct terms are, so... I'll make a note of that.
Yes, we have to show respect.
I'll make a note of that from now on, yes.
But no, this is a very short song, but very, very fun song. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And you're right, he doesn't really get to do this on an album very much. And Mick Kaminsky is actually a good violin player. It's also wonderful how he switches from violin to fiddle in the middle of it.
Yeah. He does that instrument change smoother than Roy Wood used to do, from what I hear in the old ELO concerts, with Roy running from instrument to instrument. In the audio, you can't even hear that he switches from violin, picks up the fiddle, and picks up right where he's going. He's amazing like that. ELO has the best musicians. Richard Tandy with his synthesizer bank playing six or seven at the same time with just two hands, and Mick Kaminsky just flipping from violin to fiddle without even noticing. It's staffed with a great band. Jeff has a good ear.
Yeah, but no, seriously on this one, though, what I really took away from it is a lot of surprise, because there are so many progressive bands that this solo would not have been a couple minutes solo. This would have been going, this solo would still be going on at this time.
40 years later.
40 years later, it would finally be getting to an end.
Yeah.
And somebody in the band would be ready for about a 20-year guitar solo.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I think that shows ELO's approach to music a lot more, how it was a bit different than a lot of progressive rock bands, is that they, coming from a more rock and roll bass, didn't feel like they had to show off as much. Because it's obvious at this point, they've got string players who are actually trained in classical music, know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're actually trained in it and everything, then often you probably don't really feel like you need to show off anyways, because you really don't have anything to prove.
Yeah.
You've probably been doing this since you were a kid, and you're in a rock band, and so might as well have fun with it. It's a nice little bit of improvisation at the beginning, and then right into Orange Blossom Special. Rest of the band comes in, has some fun with it, and we're back to the rock and roll.
Yes, as you were talking, first of all, there is a longer version of this on YouTube. I think it was from this concert. I typed in, you know, Long Beach Kaminsky solo. I didn't get a chance to watch the full thing. I watched a little bit. It was like 3 a.m. I had to go to bed. I didn't get back to it. So I'm going to guess that's the actual full version. This one's edited down, which I can see why in the 70s you would edit this down for a live album, because this is such a novelty tune, and you're not going to put a 7-minute version on a record that already has a limited space, especially considering the set that ELO did when you've got other long songs in their set list. I did think of Livin' Thing. There's a violin solo on that. And there's a violin solo in Rock and Roll is King. So, like I said, not many violin show-off moments for Mick throughout the ELO catalog.
Right.
Got something to say about Mick's solo, Orange Blossom Special? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Great moments in Electric Light Orchestra history.
When Rory Wood and Jeff Lynne put a stop to the move to form ELO, everybody thought they'd taken leave of their senses, including Bev Bevan.
It all sort of went along as the drummer, you know, for the ride almost. I wasn't too impressed to begin with. But I thought, well, let's give it a shot, see what happens. They like classical music, some of it, not a great deal. And they like what the Beatles did around Strawberry Fields time, you know. And they were the main influences on the idea. We sort of admired what Chicago and Blood, Sweat and Tears, etc. had done with the brass. And we thought, well, they fuse sort of jazz and rock, and no one's really tried to with the classic rock bit.
With two strong leaders in the band, Roy Wood proved to be an immovable object to Jeff Lynne's irresistible force. Something had to give, and he did.
The first year of ELO on the road was a total joke and embarrassing to be in, even, you know, and many of the time I felt like quitting and wishing that I'd never even started up on the idea, you know. But it sorted itself out when Roy left and a few of the other guys left, and Jeff and I just reformed the whole band with a different, well, with a direction to go in instead of like several. And once Roy had gone and it was Jeff had the responsibility all on his shoulders, and he had to do it really, write the songs himself and lead the band, then that pressure made him react favorably, and you really got it together from then on.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
I like the song.
Wow, she liked it.
Taste the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word about the show by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast and get some goodies at patreon.com/ELO pod. Next week, episode 029, In the Hall of the Mountain King, live.